bedtime stories, preparing meals, and spending almost every weekend taking care of my two younger siblings. With a desperate desire to fit in, I convinced myself that if I looked normal, people would treat me as such. Therefore, I quickly put together a mask of what I considered normal. I wore it to school, to church, with my friends, pretty much all the time. Each night, amid sobs and questions, I would tell myself that the Lord was with me and that it would be okay. But I knew down deep that things were not okay. Until I was 15, I really held it together. In fact, I even surprised myself with what a good girl I was. I didn't go to parties. I never touched alcohol or kissed boys. And I went to church with my grandparents, even when no one else in my family would go. I made the honor roll every year, and I devoted myself to my passions, music and theater, as a welcome escape from the shambles of my home life. My first boyfriend came as a bit of a shock to me. In fact, when he asked me out for the first time, I thought it was some cruel joke. He was Mr. Everything at my high school, and I was Miss Nobody. Just a freshman, standing in awe of his seniorness. In some strange way, I thought this guy was a reward from God for my being a good girl when things got bad, for taking care of my siblings when I would rather have been somewhere else, and for putting up with so much mess that I didn't deserve. Only a few weeks into our so-called relationship, this boyfriend, who claimed he didn't want to kiss until the altar, raped me. It was devastating. And the pain didn't stop that day. That wound left scars on my soul that I thought would never heal. I built a protective shell around myself just to make it through each day. But on the inside, the shame I felt kept festering. One of the most crushing blows from this experience was the effect it had on my faith. Since the moment I entered into a relationship with Jesus Christ at the age of 9, I had sensed his presence. I may not have understood what it meant to follow him completely, and he may have felt far away at times after my parents' divorce, but I had always felt that God was there. But in that one awful moment, I was stripped of every security and comfort I had managed to hang on to. Suddenly, it was as if everything I had believed about God was nothing more than a fairy tale. Just a nice story to calm us down and get us to sleep at night. In the moments that followed the rape, I felt completely and utterly alone, as if a great chasm now separated me from the God I had known. I felt sure that God had grown weary of me and had tossed me aside like a piece of garbage. With every day...